Ant morphology, generalities, species, and feeding. Every time I start a new topic, I like to start with a biting anecdote or story about how I began to love these invertebrates, and today, I will tell you that my story with this mega world of ants started when I was 11 years old. My dad gave me my first red ant farm. I can still remember my first cologne like it was yesterday. Every day I became more interested in their behavior and their routines. But time made me learn more and more about its generalities, eating habits, and morphology. Details that I coined from that age and that I want to capture in this blog. Let's start by emphasizing that ants are a group of large non-poisonous insects that are characterized by having a body divided into three sections or parts, large heads with three basic eyes, thorax, and abdomen. They also have a pair of elbowed antennae and three pairs of legs. To be more specific, they have six legs with three joints each and a claw at the end. These form colonies with an impressive level of communication, sometimes referred to as a working superorganism. The most common species are fire ants, carpenter ants, and black ants. However, there are thousands of species of ants around the world, and each one has a unique shape, size, and habits. They all share two similarities: they are always on the move, and they always work together. When we investigate more about the different species that exist and their characteristics, I will give you more information about each of their particularities. Species and taxonomy. Ant identification chart, the anatomy and morphology of ants. Head, this can be of many types: large head, small head, or flat head. In this head, there are three compound eyes. However, the ants are blind, and the type of antenna varies depending on the species. These define their orientation abilities. List of ant species. One of the most interesting details of the ant's head is its amazing jaw cavity, as the jaws working together can achieve powerful chewing. We have seen it countless times, especially with species such as leafcutter ants. However, it is a characteristic found in almost all species. Body, composed of a thorax and abdomen. Despite the slight differences between species, all varieties of ants have the same body structure, some have wings and others do not. In addition, they have brain, lungs. She does not need them since she has other organs destined to fulfill this function. Heart. She does not need them since she has other organs destined to fulfill this function. Digestive tract, particular stomach, social stomach, terminal intestine, stinger, poison gland, Pavan gland, Defour gland. Nervous system. Mouth, jaws.